generic organizational or business unit strategies, and blue ocean strategies. In competitive strategy, Michael Porter introduced three generic competitive strategies. He later added a hybrid called best cost provider, cost leadership, or low cost provider. A low cost provider strategy proposes competing with rivals by offering equal value but at a lower price. Differentiation. A differentiation strategy aims at competing by providing more value to customers by offering distinctive features or capabilities. Focus. An organization narrows its market and focuses on a particular segment. It then applies a low cost or differentiation focus to competing in that segment. Best cost provider. This involves giving customers exactly the value they want. Value is created by delivering the functionality at the lowest possible price. Exhibit 1-19 illustrates these generic competitive strategies. Note that there are five of them because of the two different ways focus can be applied. Exhibit 1-19, generic business strategies. Separate business units can pursue different strategies, so a holding company could use any or all of these strategies. Porter stated, however, that it is very challenging for one business unit to implement multiple strategies simultaneously due to inherent trade-offs. The organization has a culture and skills to support a certain identity, and different production and marketing goals confuse employees. The brand identity is also difficult to overcome. Multiple marketing messages confuse customers. Business strategy needs performance objectives to support the strategy. For example, an organization using a low-cost provider strategy will focus on cost performance. A provider of high-priced but innovative software, differentiation strategy, may focus on flexibility, ability to translate emerging market needs into new products. In addition to Porter's generic strategies, Chan Kim and Rene Mauborn developed a combination low-cost and customer value strategy called a Blue Ocean Strategy. While this strategy is a seeming contradiction to the rule of thumb to not mix strategies, this combination strategy has specific requirements to make it viable. This strategy is addressed after discussing each of Porter's types more. Low-cost provider strategy. Organizations using a low-cost provider strategy offer value based on lower or lowest price compared to competitors' prices, targeting price-sensitive customer segments. Competitive advantage can be from seeking the most market share or offering a lower price relative to the market, but still having a larger profit margin than the lowest price competitors who get more market share. Protecting profit margin can be difficult due to imitators and price wars. Price advantage can be created through product or service design, for example, low grade or only pre-configured designs, but still must provide enough value. It also requires a focus on production and supply chain cost by eliminating unnecessary costs/processes, achieving top efficiencies, automating procurement, and keeping the supply chain lean by outsourcing inefficient portions to those with the needed core competencies and eliminating partners that cost more than the value they add. A low-cost provider organization commits to analyzing cost drivers, quantity of work and activity cost drivers, and how costs interact. Can increasing costs in one area, for example technology, be more than offset by cost savings in another driver, for example labor? A transformation can focus on how to cut costs in a way that is difficult to imitate. Differentiation strategy. A differentiation business strategy offers distinctive features and benefits that competitors do not offer to create a brand identity. The basis of competition is more sustainable than in a low-cost strategy if the cost of creating the differential can be included at a price people are willing to pay. Customers should have diverse needs, and the offering must be possible to be differentiated. Differentiation strategies work by focusing on value drivers. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a value-driven enterprise as one that is designed and managed to add utility from the viewpoint of the customer. The organization must align its internal value chain competencies and capabilities with the targeted needs to create a meaningful competitive edge. Supply chains can have a differentiation strategy. For example, retailers want shipments at certain times of day. A differentiation strategy works best when it is difficult to copy. This requires research and development, but changes in customer needs or technology can negate this value. For example, tax preparation software instead of tax preparers. A gap between customer value perceptions and desired price often develops when organizations trying to sustain differentiation introduce features that add little value but at cost. Focus strategies. Focus strategies apply the generic low-cost provider and differentiation strategies in niche areas of the market or industry. Customers have narrowly defined needs. An organization using this strategy is competing only against rivals in that customer segment. The market may be smaller this way, but the intent is to capture more of it. Focus strategies require a market niche that is large enough to generate sufficient sales and profit. A niche is especially attractive if large competitors have decided not to compete in this segment and there are barriers to entry. This is because imitation is a particularly dangerous risk. For example, organic food processors had little competition at first, but organic divisions of large organizations now exist. Best cost provider strategy. The best cost provider strategy is a value strategy. It aims at providing desirable features at a cost that customers view as attractive relative to those of competitors. This tends to result in products and services that are seen as mid-range in the market. The best cost provider strategy requires that an organization have the competencies to create a stronger product or service, but more efficiently, lower price, acceptable level of profit. A risk is competitive attacks from both low-cost providers and differentiators. Low-cost providers may add some features to try to diminish the incremental value best-cost providers offer. Differentiators may cut prices or add features without increasing prices, which decreases competitive distance. Blue ocean strategy. One way to provide both strong profitability potential and limit cumulative competitive pressure is to pursue a blue ocean strategy. In blue ocean strategy, Kim and Mauborn argue that rather than competing in an existing market space, which is called a red ocean strategy, for example, blood in the water due to competition, one should create an uncontested market space or an open blue ocean. This is basically the concept that it is better to create a job than get a job. The primary assumption to challenge when seeking uncontested market space is to not take it as a given that market or industry boundaries are fixed. Rather than playing by the competitive rules of the game and seeking incremental improvements, create new rules by creating entirely new areas of demand or even new industries. Finding a blue ocean can result in both profitable and rapid growth. For example, Cirque du Soleil entered a declining industry in which the traditional competitors were classic circuses that were facing declining attendance, criticism of animal welfare, and infighting for the best traditional talent. This was causing their costs to rise without substantially changing the customer's experience. Cirque du Soleil reinvented the circus experience by eliminating problematic animals and their maintenance expense. Their value proposition was the desired thrill of the circus, but with the artistry of a theater experience. They eliminated everything except the clowns, the tent, and the acrobatic acts. The tent captured the magic of the circus. Adding themes and storylines gave the acts a plot. The result was superior value at lower cost, resulting in rapid growth and irrelevant competition. Organizations that have a red ocean culture, which is most established organizations, will need to transform this culture to enable seeking blue oceans. Strategy has roots in military strategy, and its language and themes are competitive. One seeks to confront one's enemies, competitors, and drive them from the battlefield. But war is expensive. The leadership culture instead needs to shift its mindset from beating the competition to making the competition irrelevant. Rather than seeking to achieve the value-slash-cost trade-off based on what competitors are achieving, blue ocean cultures seek to break this trade-off model fundamentally. Instead of seeking to differentiate on either value or low cost, the blue ocean strategy is to pursue both differentiation and low cost at the same time. This will require aligning all activities to this dual goal rather than the traditional choice of one over the other. Organizations developing a blue ocean strategy can use a canvas that benchmarks the organization's innovative strategy against the industry's current offerings by competing factors, for example, number of models, ease of use, to set a strategy for eliminating some things and reducing others to control costs. It also has areas for deciding what valuable things for customers will be raised up or created. Examples can be found at www.blueoceanstrategy.com/blog/strategy-canvas-examples/. Creating a new source of competition naturally leads to a desire to protect this competitive advantage. Blue ocean strategies tend to result in rapid growth. If the entire organization is aligned around a value and low-cost strategy, it can develop economies of scale quickly that form an entry barrier. Organizations deeply immersed in a red ocean culture will also have trouble changing enough to compete.